Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. FFA State Convention is coming soon. It's 83rd, June 12th through the 14th at the Lexington Center. The organization's executive director, Matt Colliff, says the group is strong and growing.
Well, we feel like FFA is in good shape in Kentucky. We are going to see membership over 14,000 members again. We have somewhere around 140 local chapters. We have actually added two new chapters this year, Woodford County Middle School and then Williamstown Independent High School has added an ag program and an FFA chapter. And we have a couple programs that have revitalized, including Seneca High School in Louisville, that have really taken off and are doing some growing this year. So we feel good about the health of FFA overall.
A few years back, the organization, all male at the time, opened its doors to young women. He says a pretty smart move.
Well, Mike, we continue to see the involvement of the female members, which has really grown the organization and add a lot to the diversity of it. Females make up about half the total membership and typically over half the leadership positions, both at the local and state level. This year, for example, we have 6 female state officers and 4 male state officers, and that's pretty much been a trend over the past 10 years or so that females are taking a majority of the leadership positions.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Wait.
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
All told, some 2,300 FFA members, volunteers, and guests will take part in the group's state convention June 12th through the 14th in Lexington. Executive Director Matt Colliff says their mission of leadership development has remained the same, but their focus has expanded somewhat.
A couple other trends, obviously, we continue to deal more with a non-farm student, whether they live in a rural area and they're just not on the farm, or they're in a subdivision, or even urban kids. So that's changed the focus of some of our contests. We've added a food science career development event that's more for the student that's maybe looking at a job at Papa John's or Yum Brands in the food development segment. We've also added, this will be the fourth year for our agri-science fair to be held at our convention, but it's really a growing event. We're going to have about 100 kids involved in that this year. So it's going to be the biggest one of those that we've ever done.
Kentucky FFA, online at kyffa.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.